A hostage situation at a synagogue in Colleyville, Texas over the weekend renewed Jewish fears of increasing anti-Semitic sentiment in the U.S. and the danger that may pose to members of the Jewish community. The FBI is approaching the event as a terrorist incident. Earlier, I spoke with Rabbi Shmuley Yanklowitz, president and dean of Valley Beit Midrash in Scottsdale, and began by asking him for his reaction to what happened in Texas.
I was in awe by the calm of the rabbi in Colleyville, Texas, and how he used his security training to execute an escape for himself and his congregants. And I want to urge all Jews to think about their own security and not be paranoid by security, to really feel safe, but also take the responsibility to understand that Jews are under attack in America. And it is our responsibility to secure ourselves and our family and our community.
Rabbi, is there something that needs to be changed in the approach because of the rise in anti-Semitic incidents and even concern about them? And if so, how would you change things?
Well, we are going to have to prioritize two separate goals. On the one hand, to be radically inclusive, like our forefather Abraham was, to welcome the stranger at the tent. And at the same time, to have the highest commitment to security to keep our community safe. The Anti-Defamation League has shown that hate crimes against Jews in America over the last year or two have skyrocketed. And so this has to be taken very seriously. At the same time, we have to be a welcoming community.
Certainly we have had periods of time where anti-Semitism has not gone away, but this is obviously a horrible time for it. Are there events, are there things that have occurred in the past that have calmed those events and led to more comfortable periods, frankly?
You know, Steve, I think the two most important things here, number one, is for us to double down on our community relationships of allyship, that we can be in community with other healers, with other faiths, with other partners. Secondly, we have to keep our Jewish pride, to remember that this is nothing new. We have thousands of years of crusades and pogroms and exiles and a Holocaust and attacks on our houses of worship. And we have the resiliency to get through this. Our greater Phoenix Jewish community is safe and secure and will continue to be. And even though these events touch upon that trauma, we can continue to know that we should be proud and we should come together as safely as we can during this pandemic.
What do you as a religious leader think of and how do you approach it when something like what happened in Texas, unfortunately, wasn't worse than actually what happened? Because as you mentioned, other things have happened with Tree of Life and as the prime example. How do you approach it as, you're a spiritual leader, so this is a little bit different, but as an individual, do you try to act not shaken in front of people who look to you for guidance, or are you more willing to say, yes, I understand why you're shaking, and here's how we're going to respond to it?
Well, in the pastoral role I play, it is my responsibility to restrain my own shakenness in order to hold space for others. But there's other spaces of vulnerability where I can, you know, share my own sense of fear. But I think the ultimate spiritual work that I try to embark on as a Jew, in addition to being a healer, is to work to channel that fear towards love. It is very easy for fear to turn into hate, but that fear needs to be channeled towards love so that we can double down on our work for compassion, for a just society, for an inclusive society, and to make sure that events of hate like this don't turn into scapegoating or stereotyping of others. And so, yes, healing and holding space for others, and then ultimately going into the public realm to continue our work to support refugees and asylum seekers and the homeless and combat racism and anti-Semitism and Islamophobia and do what we can collectively to ensure that this also serves as a stimulus for us to come together rather than break us down.
Are you worried that as we've seen an increase in anti-Semitic incidents, that this is the direction that this country and the rest of the world is going?
I am quite worried. And unfortunately, the anti-Semitism is connected to the political polarization, that the more polarized the country gets, once again, we see Jews often used as the scapegoat or as the one to blame for being the source of the far right or the source of the far left. And I think that this rise of anti-Semitism is not going away anytime soon. And we want to call upon our allies and friends to please stand with us. We're very grateful when we get calls from other religious leaders, from other friends who stand with us. And to be quite frank, other times it's quite lonely when the phone doesn't ring.
Do you ever have to take the time to sit in your own bedroom or your own closet and just shake your head and wonder why this keeps happening?
Absolutely. You know, there are so many theories of anti-Semitism and its various manifestations. And yet, in prayer, in meditation, in thought, I'm completely bewildered by why such a small group is constantly under attack in ways that are visible and some ways not visible. And differently, Orthodox Jews are uniquely under attack because of how they're visibly Jewish. Jews of color are uniquely under attack because of both their racial dimension as well as their Jewish dimension. And faith leaders who are present in their Jewish institutions are uniquely under attack. And so we are secure and we will continue to be secure. And we have thousands of years of literature grappling with this. And nonetheless, it's still completely bewildering.
Rabbi Shmuley Yankelevitz, thanks so much for your time this morning and take care.
Keep up your great work, Steve. Thank you so much.